As the voices continued, Luke crawled into the control room, then raised his head to peer through the ruptured viewing wall. Immediately after the crash, the production vault beyond had been choked with billowing dust and flying debris. Now it was a scorched crater, packed with shapeless metal and fused stone. In the middle of the wreckage, about 30 meters away from Luke's hiding place, and 15 meters below, stood the two beings who were talking. The male was a Duros, dressed in half-open blue coveralls over a white captain's tunic, his noseless face drawn into an angry grimace. The female was a young human, no more than 20, with light brown hair and large, dark brown eyes. Luke's stomach knotted in cold fury. The woman was Vestara Kai, the Sith defector who had betrayed Ben and him during the Sith occupation of Coruscant. A part of Luke still longed to make her pay for her treachery, but now was not the time. It was more important to find out how the Sith were involved in the Kref's plans and to learn what had become of Han. And to do that, he and Leia had to escape alive. Vestara seemed to contemplate the Duro's excuse for a moment, then finally said,
"You should have sent in more droids. If those Scraghull pilots survived, they could be anywhere by now."
"No one could have survived this, Mistress Rain."
The Duros gestured toward the deck, where twisted shards of metal surrounded a meter-wide melt hole.
"As I told you, their fusion core blew. We're lucky we didn't lose the entire Omni."
Vestara laughed darkly.
"I'm sure luck had nothing to do with it," she said. "Hasn't it occurred to you to wonder how a little two-person spy boat, moving at a relatively low velocity, managed to penetrate the hull of an asteroid crusher? They used a torpedo to clear their way. For all we know, they didn't even crash. They could have touched down nice and soft, then blown their own fusion core to cover their escape."
The suggestion wasn't far from the truth, but the Duros remained unconvinced.
"That's pretty far-fetched, Mistress. And even if it were true, they would have had to survive an explosive decompression. Trust me, the Scraghull's pilots are stardust. I see no reason to delay repairs. And since I am the captain of the Omni..."
"Don't make me relieve you."
Vestara used the Force to grab the Duros by the throat and lift him off his feet.
"Trust me, Captain Palis. You wouldn't like that. Are we clear?"
Palis's mouth began to work without making any sound. Unable to say yes, he simply nodded.
"Excellent,"
Vestara said. She let him drop and began to circle the twisted wreck of the Scraghull. After a moment, she pointed at a sagging rectangular frame a half meter taller than she was.
"Tell me, Captain Palis, what does this look like?"
"I believe that's a hatch, Mistress Rain,"
he said, rubbing his throat.
"It's in the right place."
"Yes, Captain, it's a Scraghull hatch,"
Vestara said.
"An open hatch."
Palis's red eyes grew wide.
"That isn't possible," he said. "It just can't be."
"I assure you it can, Captain Palis. These are Jedi we're dealing with, not..."
Vestara let her sentence trail off, her head cocking as she slowly turned to scan the rest of the vault.
"Wouldn't there be an emergency airlock for crews in this area?"
"Of course."
Palis raised his gaze to the ceiling, where 10 square meters of Durasteel patch had been welded over the hole opened by the Scraghull's torpedo.
"But with a hull breach that size, there would have been no time to use it. We can only hope all those poor beings died quickly."
"I care nothing about them,"
Vestara said.
"I want to know where that airlock is."
She started to turn and scan the walls, and Luke knew she would be reaching out in the Force, searching for him and his sister. With Leia deep in a healing trance, and Luke's own Force presence drawn in tight, Vestara would have a hard time detecting either of them. Their hiding place was a different matter, however. Once she passed through the emergency airlock, it wouldn't take long to find the locker room.